ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srila Prabhupada famously said that everything that we need to know to become fully Krishna conscious is given in his books. Apart from composing his books, Srila Prabhupada, which he would mostly do at night, Srila Prabhupada would go on speaking about Krishna consciousness throughout the day, every day. And many of his informal talks and conversations were recorded and subsequently have been transcribed. Krishna is unlimited. And perspectives on Krishna consciousness are also unlimited. So when we hear or read Srila Prabhupada's lectures and conversations, we gain more and more insights into the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada would often discuss with his disciples to clarify various points of the philosophy given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna Kala Nidhi Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. Hare Krishna. Now, some of these recordings are available now with Tamil translation. And I highly recommend that you take advantage and listen to these lectures of Srila Prabhupada. The audio translations of Srila Prabhupada's lectures that are available in Tamil. Hare Krishna. Who's that? Sahasranama, is it?
Yes.
He's gone. Now, just something I came across that I was struck by. Do you have that experience when you're reading Srila Prabhupada's books or you're listening to his lectures?
Yes.
You just feel something that just really, really. I don't know how to explain. It's something, it's so striking and clear. Adbhutamana. So here's, I'll just read through some part of one conversation. Srila Prabhupada is here discussing the independence of the jiva. And in the course of that discussion, he brings in the point of Krishna's maybe most famous instruction in Bhagavad Gita. At least among the followers of Srila Prabhupada, it's maybe the most famous because he emphasized it so much. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tva sarva papebhyo mukshayishyami ma shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Now, sometimes devotees, they may cite this verse to wrongly justify their not doing their duties according to Shastra. For instance, within marriage, a man has duties to his family members. The wife also has certain duties to perform. Now, on the ultimate spiritual platform, nothing in this world is of any importance. But at the same time, Krishna instructs how to live in this world and surrender to Him. To surrender to Krishna is not an excuse to become irresponsible in the matters of this world. In this particular conversation, Srila Prabhupada clarifies that Sarvadhaman Parityaja, that means to give up all varieties of religion or dharma, that means to follow Krishna's dharma. And to give up all conceptions of dharma on the mundane platform. And to give up one's homemade dharmas. Such as Desha Dharma, Mera Bharat Mahan, you don't. It's Kula Dharma. In the beginning of Gita, Krishna, Arjuna made a plea for Kula Dharma Sanatana. Imaginary Daridra Narayan Dharma and so on. So one should give up all these imaginary dharmas and come to the real platform of doing what Krishna wants us to do. So I'll read, this is from a conversation on the 10th of August 1976. The Srila Prabhupada said, you have got the independence to misuse your independence. Yeah, so little explanation. So we have independence, that means we can use or misuse it. Srila Prabhupada said, that independence you have got. You have been given intelligence. Because you have got intelligence, little independence, you can misuse that. Yeah, so intelligence means a major faculty of independence, of intelligence, is the power to discriminate. Between what should be done and what should not be done, and to act accordingly. So here Srila Prabhupada explains that the very fact that we have intelligence means that we have some independence. Of course, it is possible to have independent intelligence and not independence. You could be tied up so that you can't move, and your mouth covered with a cloth so you can't speak, so you can't do anything. But we're not in that position. We have Krishna has given us intelligence and the ability to act in various ways. So we have some independence. Srila Prabhupada gave an example. Speaking to his disciples, just like you are all my secretaries. So I give you some independence. There wouldn't be much use to being a secretary or assistant to Srila Prabhupada if Srila Prabhupada had to tell you what to do at every single moment. Wouldn't be very helpful. His assistant is supposed to help, but it wouldn't be very helpful if Srila Prabhupada had to tell at every single moment what to do. So it's understood that the assistant has some intelligence. so that when some instruction is given, he can use his independence and his intelligence to fulfill that instruction. For instance, if the guru just comes to some place like this and asks for a glass of water. So it's up to the assistant to find out where is water and to bring that. Where is drinking water? If there's no drinking water immediately available, he doesn't go back to the guru and say there's no water, but he has to find out how to get it, how to bring it as soon as possible. So he has a little independence, how to use his intelligence, how to do that. He may ask someone else, please go outside and buy some drinking water. Or he may go himself, he has to choose what to do. So, in the same way, and in all spheres of life, we have some independence. So Srila Prabhupada continues, you can misuse it, you can misuse your intelligence. For instance, you might be given some money to buy some water for the guru. But just going outside to buy the water, you see there's an ice cream shop. And the money that's used for buying the water, you buy ice cream instead. And then you think, well, I shouldn't take it myself, I'll give it to the guru. They bring it to him and said, well, actually I wanted water. And then you can say, well, actually ice cream's much better than water. So this is called over-intelligence or misuse of intelligence. Srila Prabhupada continues, that misuse is wrong. Wrong means that we are supposed to use our intelligence to serve Krishna, to do what Krishna wants us to do. And if we don't do what Krishna wants us to do, Srila Prabhupada said, then you'll become unhappy. Continuing, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna says, Savadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. He says this, but Srila Prabhupada says he doesn't force you. That you must do it. He says to you, you do it. That means independence. Now it is your choice. Again, Srila Prabhupada stresses the point. You have got the independence of misusing it. So independence is a quality inherent in living beings. Because he's part and parcel of God. Srila Prabhupada will go on to explain this. Very simple, straightforward and clear. This would be very good for a Bhagavad Darshan article. You could put this in Bhagavad Darshan. Maybe a little extra explanation. You could add to what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Because after all, Srila Prabhupada was speaking to his disciples who were supposed to understand all these points more or less. So for the general public, a little extra explanation could be helpful. So Srila Prabhupada said that, yeah, we have independence because we're part and parcel of God. Srila Prabhupada continued to explain that. The quality of the Father is inherited by the Son. Even physically. Easy thing to understand. You can see, if you see the Father, you see the Son, they look very similar. So, because we are part and parcel of God, we share in His qualities. So, Srila Prabhupada explained, God is fully independent. You have got a little touch of independence. So that's the difference, that's one major difference between God and ourselves, yes, as Prabhupada will further explain. Srila Prabhupada said, now that independence is properly utilized when you carry out the order of God. That is proper. In other words, we shouldn't think, well, because God gave us independence, therefore we can do whatever we like. No, that is wrong. There is a proper use of our independence and an improper use. There's a different result from properly using our independence and a different result from improperly using it. And Srila Prabhupada continued, ordinarily every country is independent. Now, I'm not sure if this is a mistranscription. It seems to be it should, because what follows, it seems to me, it should be every citizen is independent. Oh, Does it mean that he is 100% independent? Cent percent in Srila Prabhupada's usage seems to mean fully, 100%. That's still used in Indian English, is it? Cent percent? Not much. Yeah. It doesn't actually mean the same thing, but I think in Indian English it means the same thing, and it's not used outside of India. Although previously it was part of British English, but now not anymore. Anyway, does it mean that he is 100% independent? No, Srila Prabhupada said. So it's a clear example. Citizens are independent. They can go here and there, walk on the street. They can move, you can get on a bus from Vellore and go to Bangalore. So you have independence. But not complete independence. Srila Prabhupada said, why is there a police department? It means we have the independence to act in a proper manner. But if we perform criminal activities, then the police will catch us. So Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God. We have got a little independence, but if we misuse it, then we shall be punished. So there is no question of independence. That means no question of absolute independence. That will be explained. So, independence, little, Srila Prabhupada said, that is interdependence, not independence. Actually, the word independent, it's an absolute term. The very term is an absolute term. Means not dependent. If we're partially dependent, then we're not independent. Just like if we're partially surrendered, then we're not surrendered. We're either surrendered or we're not. There are degrees of non-surrender. But surrender means total and complete. So Srila Prabhupada said, why do they declare independence? That is their foolishness. And Harishori Prabhu interjected at this point and said, it's always very relative. And Srila Prabhupada responded, not absolute. Absolute independence is in God. Even if you've got a little independence, it is relative under conditions. Just like the independence of the citizens, they can walk around, go here and there, as long as they don't perform criminal activities. No one will hinder you if you walk out and buy some fruit in the bazaar. But if you bring a machete and start attacking people, then you will be restrained. Normally people don't think of bringing a machete and attacking people. Bringing a machete, what you open a coconut with. It's a... Now, ordinarily it's expected that people will act in a civil manner. But if we do choose to act in a criminal way, then there will be repercussions. So our independence is conditional, which means that ultimately we are dependent on Krishna. So another disciple interjected at this point and said, and the purpose of Shastra is to direct this minute independence so that it is not misused. And Srila Prabhupada acknowledged this by explaining it further. Srila Prabhupada said, just like in your state, you are an independent citizen, but you must be guided by the laws. If you violate the laws, immediately you will be a prisoner. The Shastra is like that, laws. As soon as you violate, you are immediately put into suffering. It is like that. Because you are a citizen of an independent country, America, doesn't mean that you can do whatever you like. But you do according to the laws of the country. Srila Prabhupada often gave the example, you have to drive. It may not be so much applicable in this country, but he often gave the example of you have to drive on the right side, on the correct side of the road. Another disciple interjected. Srila Prabhupada, you were talking the other morning on the walk about dharma and dharma projhita kaita votra. So Srila Prabhupada responded, dharma means what God says, that is dharma. Srila Prabhupada often quoted in this regard, dharmang tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, Dharma means that those directives which are given by Bhagavan, by God. Srila Prabhupada continued, but you have created your own dharma. This is said sarcastically, because actually we have no authority or ability to create our own dharma. But referring to this own, our own created dharma, Srila Prabhupada said, you give up that dharma. Harishori Prabhu said, he's not referring to Sanatan Dharma. In other words, when Krishna says, Savadhaman Paritaja, he doesn't mean to give up Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma is explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Mamaivangsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha. Every living being is eternally part and parcel of Krishna. So there's no question of giving that up, because we are intrinsically part and parcel of Krishna. But in material existence, it is as if we have given up that Sanatan Dharma. And therefore, manashashtanindriyani prakriti sthane karshati. Therefore, we struggle with the mind, the six senses, beginning with the mind. We struggle in this material existence. So all those imaginary dharmas, imagined on the platform of the mind, that is what is to be given up. That is what Krishna means when he says, Sarvadhaman Parityaja. Srila Prabhupada explained further that the law given by the state, that is law. Law that is given by the state, that is law. If you create a law at home, that is not law. If you're sitting at home and you make a law that, in my house, we don't pay any taxes. We made a new law that we don't have to pay any electricity bills. So you may write it down, this is a law, but it's not law. We don't have the authority to make law. So in the same way, we don't have the authority to create dharma. Just as only the state has the authority to create law, so only God has the authority to create dharma. So Srila Prabhupada further said, dharma means what is ordained by Krishna, God. That is dharma. And other things that may be temporary. you can create some loss within your family, but that is not generally applicable to others. So for instance, within your family, you may have some rule that the children all have to go to bed by 9 o'clock. There used to be such rules in families. I think not now. They have to go to sleep by 9 o'clock. So you can make some rule which is binding within your family. But that is not applicable to or binding to anyone else. Nor is it a permanent rule. When the children grow up, they get more independence and they're not bound to go to bed by 9 o'clock. And anyway, in course of time, you will die, they will die. So the rules that were made by you that were applicable to them now no longer have any meaning. So in the same way, rules that we make or that are to be followed within this world, they have no permanent existence. And they're not applicable to the spiritual world beyond this material world. But, Srila Prabhupada said, when a law is given by the government, that is real law. That is applicable to all people. When you go out to the street, you have to abide by the laws of the state. The light, as soon as there is a red light, you have to stop. At home, you may not make such rules and regulations. But that is within your home, that is not generally. In other words, within your home, you can maybe do some things which are illegal and get away with it. Srila Prabhupada continued, similarly, Savadhaman Parityaja means what you have made at your home, concoction, give up all these dharmas. Here is the real dharma. Mame kam sharanam raja. Mame kam sharanam raja. That is dharma. Everyone has to surrender to Krishna or God. And that is real dharma. Hare Krishna. And with this section of the conversation came to an end at that point. So to understand the intricacies of dharma can be very complex. But But we have it in a nutshell there from Srila Prabhupada. Of course, there may be many things which are given in Shastra also, which are ultimately to be given up. The Shastra gives some directions for living in this world, that are applicable to the body and the mind, that becomes deha dharma, mana dharma. So as long as we have not transcended the platform of the body and the mind, we shall have to be cognizant of such rules also. But we have to understand that the ultimate dharma is to act simply for the pleasure of Krishna. So all these points should be understood by devotees and explained in Bhagavad Darshan magazine. There's no shortage of subject matter. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Any questions, please? I think you may be quite tired after a long, hot and blissful day. Blissful Harinam Sankirtan through some of the streets of central Vela. So you should do this time to time in wherever you are. All the devotees come together, go in the streets and chant Hare Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's original preaching method. Yeah, any questions at all? Cardless. Why? Who asked it? Is he here? Oh, then. Yeah, okay. But how are you going to reply to the person who asked? Okay. You told him. You told him that? You told him that? Who asked? Okay. Yes, sometimes Srila Prabhupada uses the word, or he states that Sanatana Dharma is a synonym for Varnashram Dharma.
Sanatana
because within this world the Vedic culture is revived again and again and again. When it becomes broken down, when there is dharma glani, then Krishna himself comes to restore it. Varnashram dharma can also be considered sanatan dharma, inasmuch as the usages of varnashram dharma, even though of this world, they are meant to lead us to the eternal position. So in a broad sense, Varnashram Dharma can be also called Sanatan Dharma. And also in this sense that it comes from a long time. The family in which the Pandavas appeared, is the family tree is there, going all the way back to Lord Brahma. But in the complete or intrinsic sense, Sanatan Dharma means that which is beyond Varnashram, that which is the platform of the soul. Yeah.
Sometimes devotees say that they get indication from Paramatma for doing certain sevas. Is it intelligence to simply follow that, or should it be verified by Guru Sadhu
Shastra?
That question won't come. I'll have to speak it again, so it'll be recorded, isn't it? Is it? Okay, so the question is, sometimes devotees say they're inspired by Paramatma to perform some service. Is that acceptable, or should it be verified by others? Well, Srila Prabhupada addresses this. That Parikshit Maharaj had already decided to fast until death on the bank of the Ganges. He'd already received that inspiration to do that. And many rishis from all over the universe assembled there. And Parikshit Maharaj told them of his decision to remain there and fast until his impending death in 7 days. Commenting on this verse, Srila Prabhupada says, that although Parikshit Maharaj had already decided to do that, he nevertheless stated his intention to the assembled rishis so as to make them aware of it, and that they could also comment or whatever. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I don't remember exactly what Srila Prabhupada said. And Srila Prabhupada said that any important decision that should be verified by authorities. So, it may be that we're inspired by Paramatma to do something, but that should be verified by authorities. We could be, it's very easy for us in the conditioned stage to be, to think that the dictations of our materially contaminated mind is actually the dictation of God. Therefore, we should conduct devotional service under guidance and authority. Otherwise, what's the meaning of having a guru if you just do whatever you like? What is that? Paramatma samahita. What is that verse? Chitatmana prashantatma. One who has conquered the mind and is fully peaceful, means free from material desires, such a person is in contact with the Paramatma. What's the rest of the verse? Yeah, okay, what's the rest of the verse? Chitatmana prashantatma. Paramatma samahitaha. One who has conquered the mind, one who is no longer subject to the dictates of the mind, is dictated to directly by Paramatma. Shitushna sukha dukeshu sada tatamana pamana yoho. Such a person is not distressed by heat or cold. He's not elated when someone praises him or upset when someone insults him. Then go on. Then next verse. Vyana vijnana triptatma kutasto vijitendriyaha yukta ichyuchate yogi samaloshtashma kanchana. So, how does it begin again? Oh, one who is fully satisfied within the self by dint of knowledge and realization. Jnana vijnana triptatma kutasto vijitendriyaha, who's situated on the topmost levels, he's aloof from this world, he's conquered the mind and senses. Then, such a person is actually a yogi, and he sees mud, gold, all is the same. He has no attachment or aversion to anything of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And Krishna goes on, continues the description. What's the next verse after that? Surin Midraryu Dasina Madhyastha Dvesha Bandhushu. He sees them all equally. Madhyastha Dvesha Bandhushu Sadhushvapi Chapapeshu Samabuddhi Vishishchate. He sees all different kinds of people with Samabuddhi. He doesn't have friends. He doesn't see people in terms of friends and enemies in terms of this world. So it's a very elevated platform to be on the platform when one is directly dictated to by the Paramatma. Surin Mitrari, so what is Suja? Surin Mitrari Bandhushu Madhyastha, and so on. So, generally, people who say like this, I'm dictated by the Paramatma to do such and such, generally, such people are nonsense, just to put it simply. Actually, we didn't require such a big discussion. It's easy to understand. You can tell them, Paramatma is dictating me to slap you in the face. For misusing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Nonsense, it's actually rascaldom also. It's misusing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Then we'll finish.
What is the value of devotional service before initiation?
Nothing to do with the topic. We'll leave it. All right, thank you. Hare Krishna.